There's always one guy that's just coming in and fucking up my podcast, isn't it? That is gonna make the beginning of this show, this podcast.
Hello? Hello? Hello, my lovely listeners. It's the Diary Show mini episode about a couple of books I've been reading this week. Well, I read for a while ago, but I read them again, or should I say, I listened to them again to give you a good review, to maybe entice you to read them in your own time. The first one, Sapiens by, what's his face? Oh, it's hard to read because I'm in the sunshine in the park. It's this bloody phone. It's not Yurik. Hang on a minute, I'm gonna put it on there. Okay, it's clear. So it's Yova Noah Hariri. I probably trashed his name. Sorry, Yuva. Yova Noah Hariri, Sapiens, A Brief History of Mankind. That book is very good. It's very, it says what it says in the tin. Brief History of Mankind. It basically says for all the racist twat out there, we all come from Africa. We all come from the same singular place in the world, and some of us just kind of went up north, went east, but we all come from the same people. And I think I mentioned that to before on this podcast. We should all do a DNA test to find out your background, because you'd be surprised. You've got DNA from everywhere. And we're a mix of things. I mean, we child of the stars. Anyway, we made our stars dust, which is awesome. In Sapiens, you understand. You learn about sexual things. Like before, it was not uncommon that a woman will have sex with many men. So because he was thinking that she would get the best of all the good men in the tribe. So the big guy, you know, the guy was hunting. She'd have him, and the guy was intelligent. You know, she'd have him as well, because he was full at the time that the more people he could have sex with, the woman, somehow it would be a mix of sperm. Well, obviously, didn't know really how that thing was working back then. But here it is, you know. So monogamy, it wasn't really something that was. I mean, I don't think it's just having sex anyway. Such a taboo topic, sex these days, isn't it? But anyway, that's one thing. There's a bit of wind. Sorry about this. I need to find out something to do the wind when I'm doing podcasts outside. But sun shining and it's a beautiful day again in Vichy. Do you have a thing? Funny thing I was saying about you, my British friend. Hong Kong was for the British government was a place that the British used to sell opium to Chinese people, so basically keep them those druggies, and so they can make some profit. Because I think at some point China trying to stop that, because it was so the devastation they was doing to these people, and British people, well, Britain at the time, or the government anyway, kind of went haywire and really stopped that, so they could still make money out of people measuring. How about that? I mean, I'm French, and there's lots of things about France and about empire, colonialism, and trade slave that I'm not proud of. It, you know, we all got dirty blood hands. What else can I say about Sapiens? About the revolution, but the industry revolution and the farm industry, where we genetically modify cows so they can give big steaks and the milk can keep flowing, and basically I'm not turning into a vegetarian, but I'm really cut down my meat absorption, because I don't think you need to eat meat every day. It's a stupid thing that people, especially in France, do, but not every day. It's stupid, and it needs to be locally sourced and rightly sourced, you know. When it's done right and the animal doesn't suffer, I mean, mind you, when you bring them to an abattoir, they are going to suffer a bit. So the whole thing is gruesome. The whole industry is poor, and we should be ashamed, really. And I think
As what people are saying, that 100 years, 20 years time, they will look back in our days, today's days, and thinking, what the fucking barbarous times that we did to those poor cattle and pigs and stuff. And I don't like foie gras, but if I really, so I ever witness how it's made, I will very likely stop eating it every Christmas. So Le Sapiens, very good book. If I probably probably will list, probably got you out of that book. But there's some really good stuff about history and about the history of mankind and where you're from and what we're doing and where we're going, maybe. So it's pretty big. I think I will listen to it. It's quite long, it's a few hours. I mean, it's about 10 or 16 hours long, I think. But it's very good. I like the other one, and I mentioned that before, it's Richard Feynman. Surely you must be joking, Richard Feynman, Mr. Feynman. The guy, a Nobel Prize winner, one of the fathers of quantum mechanics. And the guy is insanely funny. He used to put a prank on people. He used to work at Los Alamos during the Manhattan Project, where they were designing the H-bomb, the first atomic bomb. One of the atomic bombs. And the guy is a funny guy. I mean, I watched some of his talk on YouTube that he used to love talking to students. You gotta read that book, because he's very, he's great. I try to read it once a year, because he's a very, very funny guy. And he's done quite a lot, he's achieved quite a lot in his life, and it's very worth. It's a biography about his life, but it's insanely good. It's very funny. So there's a two book I recommend to you this week. It's only been 6 minutes, and I'm gonna keep it short this week, because I'm gonna bother you, and I'm gonna send it out probably tonight or tomorrow to try to keep you on your toes. I'd like to thank you for listening to the show, because I've seen my stats last week. When I sent the Monday podcast, went to the top 30, which is pretty amazing. I mean, this fluctuates and doesn't stay always there. If I don't release any new podcasts, obviously I would go down the drain in terms of ranking. But from doing this for about 4 or 5 months now, I'm pretty amazed of how far I got so far, and how high I got onto the rank, because I'm competing with loads, I wouldn't say millions, but probably millions of podcasts and people out there are doing the same, trying to do the same thing, trying to put their message across. So I thank you all of you strangers that I don't know. If you have any topics that you'd like me to talk about and research it for you, I'll be happy to. Any comments, bad or good, I'll be happy to read them as well. I have put all my social media links anyway, so you can contact me directly. If you want to support this podcast, which is a message I will come after, which I'm going to change, because it's getting old and I think I can do much better, but this time I'm going to leave it as it is. I love you. Well, thank you for watching, for listening to the show, and I am going back into research for my next episode, because I'm loving this podcast. It's fun time for me, and it's research, but it's fun. And I've got some really cool guests that are coming along. I'm just going to need some confirmation, as I said. Girl about depression that's coming up. Quantum physics professor from Birmingham. This should be coming up. Still waiting for the ADHD coach that's kind of been busy and he hasn't really had time to reply to me. But I'm researching loads of other people, and I'm contacting people that are actually... I'm starting to contact people that are actually quite famous, and I'm amazed that they're actually talking to me, because I guess my approach is the right one. I guess I read a lot, and I'm still learning, but I find it amazing that they bother replying to me. I have to believe in myself a bit more sometimes. Oh, there you go. There's always one guy that's just coming in and fucking up my podcast, isn't it? That is going to make the top, the beginning of this podcast. There's always one guy. Always one twat has got a track full of rubble that is coming here to do a reverse. I don't fucking know what he's doing here. Anyway, I love you guys. I'm sorry for my ranting, but honestly, what the fuck are you doing here, mate? Right, I love you and have a good weekend, and I'll see you on Monday. Bye. I'm Bravo.
Thank you for listening again. Please subscribe to the channel on YouTube or on all the platform where you listen to this podcast. I've got a YouTube channel if you want to check it out. It's Didier Soulier. So that's Didier Soulier. Check me out on YouTube. Please, if you want to support this podcast, you don't have to, it's free, but you can on patreon.com. All the links are on the podcast show notes, and my PayPal account is there too. Thank you for listening again, and I see you soon.